Okay, so I'd like to welcome everybody. This is the final class of Creating in the Higher Timelines, and I can't even believe that it's the final class already. It feels like we just got started. So we've had so much fun these last couple of weeks. It's been amazing, and I thank you all for sharing this space with me and allowing me to visit with you every Wednesday night so that we can share and we can co-create in these higher timelines. I think that for those of you that are going to continue on to the next class, it's going to be super duper exciting for you because we're going to be doing some more work surrounding accessing your special talents and hidden gifts. I know that is something that everybody has been, you know, desiring to connect to. So we're going to be doing that. And, you know, I'm still waiting for the download. I feel like I got some of it tonight as I wrote a whole bunch on what we're going to be covering as the next class. And so what I want to say based on that is that, you know, those of you that have been with me for a while have just started to notice that you're developing your abilities, your businesses, really focusing, streamlining yourselves, placing the attention where your desire is starting to flow because now you've done the work and it, you know, you've been with me flowing through these classes since I think the end of April, the beginning of May. So we've been doing this every week for months now, a very long time, right? And so for those who are new, I want to say don't panic that you haven't been doing the work as long or you haven't been flowing with us as long, because everything happens in its right and divine time. So if you are popping into this class today for the first time, or you are new to my work and somebody said, hey, you have to take this class and tune in here, and suddenly you find yourself here, that's perfectly okay, because it just means that your universe is getting you ready for your next step and you are on the fast track to where we are headed. So the next class, I know we've done Creating in the Higher Timelines, and that was the last class that we are finishing now, today's last class. And I am still, because we are in the higher timelines and we are still working with these higher timeline energies, I am feeling like this next 8-week series that we're going to have is going to be about manifesting through the art of really what they keep calling it is sacred manifestation. So that requires us tuning in at an even deeper level to access that technology deep within. So we're going to talk about some of that tonight because I want to introduce you lightly to that work. We're not going to do it. We're not going to get into it deeply in this class because I want to finish the work that we need to finish for this eighth and final class. But I do want to introduce you to the work that we will be doing so that you have an idea of what's coming. And once again, for those of you in this class that are participating, even if it's your first time on this call because you found your way here, the next 8 weeks are going to roll out again at the same rate, which I say is the VIP rate for you guys, of $88 for the 8-week class, which is like $11 a class. And that code will come to you via an email. And probably I will get that out to you, I'm thinking Friday or Saturday, in order for you to sign up should you desire to continue these classes. And then for the regular collective out there, I will post on the class with information And it will be, there will probably be an early bird registration. Anybody that's not in this class currently will have an early bird access of $120 for the 8 classes. And after the early bird is done, it goes up to $160 is I think what it is. It's $20 a class then. So you will all have the opportunity to join in at that discounted rate via this this class today as the final class. And that email will go out, not in this class recording, but as a separate link. And I probably will send it out twice just in case somebody misses it due to computer technical difficulties, if you will. So what I am feeling coming for that class is going to be really exciting because I know some of you have already started your co-creation with your own, you know, your work, especially those of you that are working in, you know, the spiritual realm for your career path. So that's pretty exciting. So let's talk about what's going on right now. So we have some big shifting taking place. Our next big date of activation is right around the corner. It's Saturday, 12/12. And so we had a wave of energy that was an initiant on the 30th with that full moon lunar eclipse. And that was spotlighting things that needed to be released or needed to move on. Those energies also for the next level of those awake that are not in a state of resistance, that are wanting to maybe open or have better understanding of what's going on, gave those codes for revelations within themselves, because it's all the focus is inward, right? We have experiences as a collective on a collective level, and then we have experiences within our soul group. So that would look like something like Cancer is a soul group experience, right? And then we have our own individual experiences that we're having unique to us. And so everything that is taking place is happening through these energies, through these light frequencies. We're having a lot of photonic plasma energies coming through. And those energies are clearing out the distortions in our body. So you're going to find that over the next couple of weeks, specifically, energies are going to be coming in and making us feel like we have indigestion, stomach problems, gurgling in the stomach, you know, anything to do with the stomach, especially at night when you're laying down, your stomach is going to gurgle. It might feel uncomfortable. And you might have a very heavy feeling to your body, a very thick feeling to your body. Some with the plasma have had activations in the throat area and the neck area where we're actually growing new glands and it's impacting the lymph nodes, where you're feeling like somebody has you by the throat and your throat feels tight, might feel uncomfortable to swallow. It's not sore or anything like that. So yeah, Ali, definitely mucus, but mucus is in alignment with, like, you know, things like vomiting and stuff like that, because that's actually bringing programs out of the body. It's clearing distortions deep within the body, right? So the distortions that we're holding are not just, like, you know, from this incarnation. They're from, you know, parallel timelines that are all, you know, all collectively swooped up into this moment here. All these collective timelines that were just out there minding their own business, kind of doing their own thing, feeling far away. And then all of a sudden you're in some kind of shift and now you're needing to make that transaction happen, right? That transition within your own person. And all of a sudden, all of these timelines that need the same thing step forward and it feels more intensified because of that, right? So we're going to talk about that tonight and how not to play into those emotions and not let yourself have that, that feeling of chaos when that happens, and hold an awareness that these are aspects of you that are coming in specifically because they weren't healed at any other incarnation. They need to be healed now. Okay. So that's what's happening. We have this very heavy, dense light. When it comes in, I have noticed that it makes the house creak. So even if you don't feel it in your body, just if you hear your house creaking at night, notice that that is these intense waves of energy coming in, okay? When they come in, I feel them in my body. It actually feels like somebody shot me with a photon gun or a photon ray or something, because it hits my field and it goes doosh. And I feel it. Sometimes it's so intensified, I just lay there and breathe until it settles down and my field is like back to normal again. But I work with light frequency. So I know many people are not feeling it to the degree I'm feeling it, but I'm just letting you know, just in case you happen to activate and open a little more, that, you know, you're not having a heart attack or anything like that. You're having... you know, these energies are interacting with our physical body, and they're going to amplify over the next couple of weeks. So this is really important for us to hold this awareness, because photonic light is a living consciousness light. It does not like chaos. It likes order. So any area in the body, in the electromagnetic field, and when I say body, for those of you that are new, I'm not talking about the physical body. I'm talking about the electromagnetic field body. So in our field, when we're having any kind of distortion, that photonic living light goes in and it brings out to the surface whatever distortion is needing to leave, okay? Now, it could be something as simple as, you know, maybe a habit that you are engaging in that is just not serving your highest, best good. Maybe let's use coffee, because a lot of people are starting to notice that they can't drink coffee anymore, especially first thing in the morning, right? So maybe coffee is not good for you because it's creating sugar imbalances in the body. And your body is needing to, you know, move away from coffee. So let's say photonic light comes in and it brings that distortion, that program, because coffee is usually associated to a program, right? And the program is associated to a morning routine. And if you've been with me, you know that routines are third dimensional construct. Okay. So whenever we're getting up in the morning, we want to make sure that we're not following a routine, because if we're following a routine, we're associating or tying into the third dimension. So every morning that you get up, try and do something in a different order just to shake it up, so that you're not doing the same thing every single day, because that is an attachment to the third dimension. Okay. So let's say photonic light brings up coffee, and suddenly you're noticing that coffee is tasting bitter. It's tasting like battery acid. It doesn't taste the same anymore. And it's got this pungency to it. And you're like, I don't know what's wrong with the coffee. So you go to the store and you buy a different type of coffee, right? That's what we do. So we go buy a different type of coffee because maybe the beans are bad. Maybe there was some kind of acid rain on the Colombian coffee, so we're going to go buy Italian coffee, right? So something has to change. So we go buy this new coffee and we make the coffee, and we're still feeling the same way about the coffee that tastes like battery acid. That is because the program is trying to break, is trying to leave our system. So we need to honor that information that's coming in that says this coffee is no longer tasting good. And then we need to understand that that's happening for our highest, best good, because there might be something within the infrastructure of our body that is no longer tolerating what is taking place with the coffee. Okay. And for many people, they drink it first thing in the morning. I was one of those people, right? Drink it first thing in the morning. And what does that coffee do? It activates sugar in our body, right? So it spikes our sugar numbers. And then from that spike in sugar numbers, it helps you desire sugar the whole day. Now, we need to get sugar out of the body because, of course, when the body has sugar, it's not accessing these higher light frequencies. And in not accessing the higher light frequencies, then we're not channeling or receiving information or downloads of information coming through, connecting with our guides, right? We can't connect with our galactic brothers and sisters. We can't connect with our angelic team. So, you know, there's a number of reasons why our body might be trying to rid us of the coffee. So the photonic light will come in and bend that and bring it to the surface. And then the plasma will come in and clear it from your system. And that's where we'll feel the gurgling in the stomach and all of that stuff. Because if you think about plasma light frequency, it's like a roto-rooter for the body. It clears you out. So it's going to come through. It's going to make you gurgle and just clear out the body. Okay. So we have to be in awareness that this is not about something happening to us, right? Because that would be victimhood mentality. We don't want to do that. We want to access this in a way that says, wow, my universe is creating this opportunity for me to shift. This is for me. It's not happening to me. It's for me. And if I step into my highest alignment in everything that I have access to in this moment now, then I'm going to flow in the higher states of consciousness, just the way that I want to. And if you do that and you release resistance, resistance is one of the things we're going to talk about, resistance to change, resistance to the shift, all of a sudden you're going to notice you are starting to, you know, receive information and have access to higher states of consciousness. You may start to perceive yourself as connecting with loved ones who have crossed over. Everything starts to change. Everything starts to shift. And this is an important part of the process. Okay. So we have to make sure that we are not holding resistance and we are not looking at this as something that is being done to us, rather being done for us. And we soul contracted all of it. I have news for you guys. You all chose to be here with me. Okay. So we are doing this together. And so, and trust me, when you look around at other people that are, you know, in the same situation we are, right, on the earth, in the same situation we are, those of you taking this class, I can't tell you how many messages I received, how many emails I received just yesterday, you know, how you've been able to, those of you that have sent them, been able to use this information to help yourself shift and are not, you know, struggling in your reality anymore because you're seeing that we're creating it all. And once you shift out of that mindset that you don't have control over it, everything changes, okay? Because that's a really big one. So when we finally recognize that we are in control, everything is happening for us, and that we can create a different outcome if we desire, then life can become amazing, okay? And that's really what all this work is about. Now, let me just see where we, I want to talk about photonic light for just a little bit, right? So photonic light is also going to create the revelations, right? There's a lot of illumination, a lot of aha moments that are going to transpire. The biggest ones are going to be where the veil comes down and perceptions of the beyond the veil concept, right? That people normally, us in this class, would think, well, I'm not a psychic, I'm not a medium, I'm not this, I'm not that, right? Well, this is going to take down those veils so that every single person in this class is going to be feeling like you're psychically tuned in, feeling like you're tuned in as a medium, as a channel, as whatever it is that you're desiring to be in that moment. Okay. So this is completely about you. It's about yourself. It's not about what's on the inside. So every time you're finding yourself focusing too much on the outside, and then you find yourself getting a little frazzled or frustrated, I want you to go, oh yeah, that's right. I'm supposed to be in my heart center. And just close your eyes, because when your eyes are closed, your ego is not in control, right? We close our eyes, get ourselves out of the way. The ego steps aside because it cannot be there with us. Our eyes are closed. When our eyes are closed, we're taking us right out of this reality that we're looking at. We're taking us right out of this reality, and we're putting us in our heart center. And then once we're in the heart center, we're going to breathe in and out through the heart center, and boom, we find our center again. It's so simple, right? That's what you're going to do if you're finding yourself feeling frazzled, all right? Now, this is going to be very, very important. Not tuning into what is taking place, not tuning into the speculations, not tuning into the what ifs. This is because we are, one, watching a movie playing out, okay? My guides are very, very specific when they show me this, and they show me this constantly. They're like, everyone on the earth is in the same movie theater. You're all in the movie together. And then at the same time, simultaneously, the movie ends, the end. And the minute it ends, the light turns on. And you're like, you know that feeling when you're in a movie theater and the light goes on and you're like, ew, right? That's what it's going to be kind of like, okay? So they're showing me that because this is a collective awakening that is going to be happening. It's not just one person. It is on a collective level. So it's going to be for humanity, right? Collectively. Now, when is that going to happen? Nobody knows, because nobody has ever done this before. Okay. I talk to some of my mentors are like some of the most amazing gatekeepers and grid keepers that have done the work to anchor all of these codes and everything, the light frequencies into Gaia and the sun. And nobody knows, right? And there's a lot of speculation to what's going to happen on the 21st. Now, every single person is focused on the 21st, but they're missing these key dates. They're missing the 30th if they weren't sitting in the 30th. Now they're going to miss the 12th because everybody is so focused on the 21st. So we can't look to the 21st because we have the 12th coming up, and we have to be present in that energy and just do a breath check and tune in and say, what is different for me today? Am I seeing colors differently? Am I seeing brighter brights in the colors that I'm seeing? Am I noticing my gift of manifestation is happening more instantaneously? That's a big one for a lot of people, okay? And so we want to take the opportunity on the 12th to be in the energy of the 12th. And then with the next big event, that's going to be, I think it's the 14th, which is the solar eclipse, okay, in Sag, because we're in eclipse series. And then after that, we have the 21st. And because the planetary alignment is going to happen, they're saying it's going to be similar to the same Christ star, I think, on the day that Christ was born, right? So all of these things that are being predicted for it, but to be honest with you, nobody really knows. So in order for us to have our best experience, we need to stay present within ourselves, okay? And not get caught up in what is being said over there or what is being said over there. We need to stay within. And another big one that is definitely very detrimental if you get caught up in it, don't focus on the things that you don't want, because then you're going to manifest more of that, right? Law of attraction very clearly states what you focus your attention on, your intention on, is what manifests in your reality. So we don't want to do that, okay? Creating from love, that is super, super important. Holding the highest timeline with the highest vibration in your heart for love, being pure love. You know, and sometimes that could be hard, especially if someone is not being kind to you, you know, but try to see where they're coming from. My my suggestion with that is if someone is showing up in your reality that is being mean, let's say, and a lot of times, you know, I'll say, well, you attracted that in for the purpose of being triggered so that you could shift it. And people will be like, well, why would I do that? I'm such a nice person. I'm like, yeah, but that's still where you're holding judgment to yourself. So if you're holding judgment to yourself or you're being mean to yourself in some way, someone is going to show up and be mean to you so that you can see where you're being mean to you, right? Everybody is a mirror. So when you're in this class with me, I'm a mirror for all of you and you're all a mirror for me, right? That's how this works. So we have to be very cognizant of that, okay? So if somebody shows up and they're acting mean for you, to you, just have the awareness that they're not doing it intentional. Even no matter how much it hurts, it's still not intentional because it's at the level of the soul and the soul contracted to have the experience so that you could shift it. Remember,